This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A new program at a hospital in Littleton is removing a major barrier facing victims of violence. That is, distance. CPR's Molly Cruz has the story.
Forensic nurses provide specialized trauma-informed treatment for patients affected by sexual assault, domestic violence, strangulation, and other forms of abuse. And starting this week, the Southern Denver Metro Hospital is the only medical facility between South Denver and Colorado Springs offering this type of 24/7 care to victims of violence. Lorna Leader is a nurse at Advent Health in Littleton. She has been working to build a forensic nursing program at the hospital for more than a year.
It's a different kind of nursing, right? It completely changed my nursing.
Providers like Lorna want patients to know that the exams they conduct don't cost the patient. Oftentimes, exams and evidence collection is billed to law enforcement or covered through state-funded programs. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
An Army training exercise called Ivy Mass is set to launch today at the Pinyon Canyon Maneuver Site, about 30 miles northeast of Trinidad. One of the things they're testing is a new communications system. Colonel Edwin Matitis is in charge of the training.
The Army has tasked us to figure out how we do that at scale. We're going to try to do it at scale and involve as much of the division as we can, about 9,000 of us here in May that are going to exercise this new equipment, both at Fort Carson and here at Pinyon Canyon, to get a sense of what it looks like at scale.
Later in the month, the training exercise will also include large caliber live fire for the first time there. You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org.